Here's what you missed on a recent episode of the All Financial Hour with Steve All.
Americans apparently don't like the results of their tax picture this year. Just over half said in a recent poll. I mean, seriously, who's ever happy about their taxes? I mean, what?
Nobody.
Nobody. Well, just over half said in a recent poll that their income taxes were not fair. But here's the thing. The survey isn't taking into account that the Trump tax cuts that they're going to expire at the end of 2025. So is it the time for tax planning now versus at the last hour?
Taxes, in my opinion, have to shift from a very small view, the micro view, get me down. And just this year, do we have to get to what's it going to be over my lifetime? I think that's where tax planning has changed. I'm an accountant by trade. And what did we always look at? How can I save you the most taxes possible this year? I think most people can remember the day that the accountant called them and said, if you put $3,000 to $4,000 into your IRA account, it'll save you $600 in taxes. And we write the check. And I went, wait a minute, I just spent $3,000 to $4,000, whatever you asked me for, to save $600 to $800. Did I save that money?
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't save the taxes. I just deferred them into the future. Why? Because when we were given that promise a long time ago, we were told what? Don't worry about it. You'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Well, in the 1970s, when the highest tax rate was 70%, 77%, there was a pretty good chance people were going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Well, today I see that most of the people that we deal with, same tax brackets when they came in. Why? Because they got a lifestyle. They like that lifestyle. And then they have to look at what are their tax brackets going to be when they run into, I lose my loved one and I'm now a single taxpayer. Or they hit that required minimum distribution age and have to start taking the money out of that IRA and 401k that they don't really have to meet their lifestyle expenses, but now they have to take it out to pay taxes. Or what about when they pass away? When we were given this promise many years ago, the rule was when we pass away, it goes to our children, and our children can stretch it over their lifetimes. How many of those rules have changed since those promises were made a long time ago? And I believe the greatest risk that we have in retirement right now is legislative risk. What's going to happen in Congress? And that's when they're sitting there saying 51% of the people don't think taxes are fair. Well, they say that approximately less than 50% of the people don't pay taxes. Mm-hmm. But they get to tell the 50% that are paying taxes how much they should pay. And I am a very firm believer that most people, if you ask the question, tax the rich, they're all for it.
Everybody's
for taxing the rich as long as you're not considered rich.
Right.
Because if you're considered rich, that's not a good idea, because everybody out there is just like in this little survey that taxes aren't fair. I'm paying more than I should. Everybody's going to go that route. Nobody likes paying taxes.
For more details and to get your questions answered by Steve personally and to sit down one-on-one, give Steve a call today, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824.
Investment advisory products and services made available through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Neither the firm nor its agents or representatives may give tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a qualified professional for guidance before making any purchasing decisions. This radio show is a paid placement.